This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The DACA program will stay in place, at least for now. That's a result of the Supreme Court's refusal today to consider a federal judge's ruling that orders the Trump administration to keep the program up and running. DACA shields people brought to this country illegally as children from deportation. As students prepare to return to Florida's Stoneman Douglas High School on Wednesday, politicians demanding an investigation of the law enforcement response to the shooting at the school 12 days ago.
There's no one I talk to that is not disgusted that the local sheriff's deputy that was there did not go in and kill that individual.
The Broward County Sheriff's Office has come under intense scrutiny after revelations that a deputy on the scene did not go in to confront the shooter during the attack on Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Florida Governor Rick Scott tells Fox News Sunday,
"We have to do a thorough investigation, and whoever didn't do their job has to be held accountable."
Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel says investigators are also looking into claims that three other deputies failed to enter the school while there was still a chance to save lives. I'm Ben Thomas.
Americans from all walks of life bidding farewell to a legendary evangelist this week.
As throngs of people begin to line up to honor the life and ministry of Billy Graham here in Charlotte at the Billy Graham Library, a familiar message from the evangelist reminds us of his humility and purpose, both in his life and in his death.
You've come forward and are standing here, or wherever you are. You haven't come to me. You've come to Christ. You've come to Jesus.
With large crowds expected, the public can view Mr. Graham's closed casket Monday and Tuesday here in Charlotte at the Billy Graham Library. Jim Kress, Charlotte.
The Dow is up 200 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Veridesk makes it easy. Veridesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Veridesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Veridesk active workspace solutions at Veridesk.com/radio. That's Veridesk.com/radio.
China's Communist Party proposes scrapping a limit on presidential terms, upending three decades of attempts to restrict how long top leaders can hold office, setting the stage for party chief Xi Jinping to remain head of state indefinitely.
It's the most significant announcement to come from China's ruling Communist Party in years, the proposal to remove Xi Jinping's term limits. But the country's people aren't allowed to discuss it on the internet. Online comments have been disabled below articles announcing the proposal on Sina Weibo, one of China's largest social media platforms. Critical comments elsewhere have been quickly erased, sometimes within minutes of posting. Search engines have made it difficult to search the phrase two-term limit and even Winnie the Pooh, the fictional bear that online users regularly compare to President Xi.
The BBC's Xin Beijing. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A planned visit of Mexico's president to the White House has been canceled yet again.
During the last week, President Enrique Peña Nieto of Mexico and President Donald Trump spoke on the phone for more than three quarters of an hour. A Mexican official says Trump became angry due to Peña Nieto's refusal to give an assurance that Mexico would pay for the border wall. so the visit to the United States, scheduled for the next several weeks, has been scrapped. A planned meeting last year was also shelved. James Blias, Mexico.
Samsung taking the wraps off a new smartphone, but no major revisions this time. Features a largely unchanged design and incremental improvements, such as a better camera, which is already among the best in the smartphone business. The Galaxy S9 also accompanied by a second annual price increase for many customers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And you want to drop me an email? Always love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Got a special treat. We're setting aside this entire hour to talk about an update regarding our former president. Potentially, probably one of the biggest lies. And you talk about a constitutional crisis that it could create. It's something that has been needed to get to the bottom to ever since it was first brought up. The fact that it remains out there tells you that we have not gotten to the bottom of the truth. I want to bring on Carl Gallups first. Carl, of course, one of our favorite pastors here in Florida, also former law enforcement, decorated as such, prolific author, best-selling author, I might add, and my dear friend. Carl, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Hey, it's an honor to be with you one more time. Thank you.
Hey, always, always. I think we're waiting for Mike Zulu. They're tracking him. You know, we're still trying to track him down. But meanwhile, Carl, what I wanted to do is put into perspective this question that remains. Every once in a while, it's kind of, you know, the hard left of the media and those that have carried the water for Barack Obama throw out the idea that there was any question about Barack Obama's birth certificate or his place of birth here in this country. But it all began with his own publicist, with his own writings that he was born outside of the country. But yet when it was brought up, I mean, you know, that in itself, I mean, I don't hear much that it was a mistake. I mean, it's just kind of, they kind of brush over that.
Yeah. Well, listen, there is a plethora of circumstantial evidence, that being one of them, but I'll explain how profound that piece of circumstantial evidence is, all the way to forensically verified, signed off in legal, affidavit format, criminal evidence. I mean, right. Criminally prosecutable evidence, not necessarily against Barack Obama himself, but against people who were involved in this case and forging the document, manipulating and creating the document, posting the document, using the document as official ID, etc.
But is he not ultimately responsible here, Carl? I mean, yes. This is part of the problem because, see, everybody's dancing around this whole issue of the former president's responsibility.
Yes.
I mean, he perpetrated this lie. He could have easily said, no, here's my real legitimate birth certificate.
Okay.
And that would have shut the door door on everything. Instead, he's kept us down this road of conspiracy and questions and doubt. And then anybody that brings it up goes, look, I just have a basic question to ask here.
Yes. No, listen, I was in the process of answering that. You're absolutely right. But here's the problem, you see, that so it's a thing called plausible deniability. In other words, it's as simple as this. He may, yes, have been involved in obfuscating and knowing full well what he was doing. However, as the President of the United States, all he has to do, he has never held a piece of paper up in his hands before a camera or anywhere that I know of and said, this is my identity. You see, he's had his handlers do it, his lawyers, his official people, and the deal, it could be as easy as this. All he has to do, if it's finally proven that the birth document is an absolute, well, it has been proven, but if it's finally adjudicated that it's an absolute fabrication, and then because of that, if, I'm not saying this, but if that leads down the road that, hey, he's not even from here, all he has to do at that point is say, oh, my gosh, I am just as shocked as you folks are because all my life I've been told I was from here. All my life I was told I was born in Hawaii. All my life from my parents, my grandparents, and everybody.
So he's going to use the Elizabeth Warren excuse? Is that what you're telling me?
It's called plausible deniability. It is an absolute legal term and a legal maneuver, and that is if he can deny it with plausible circumstances, and we don't have any record of him literally taking that birth certificate and holding up in the air and saying this is me, then you've got that left. But here's the deal: you mentioned his publishers, so we go all the way back. For I forgot how many years, 15, 16, 17 years, his publishers were publishing in his biography the statement, born in Africa or Kenya, raised in Hawaii. Well, but here's the deal. I am the author, an Amazon top 60 best-selling author, and I'm only mentioning that to say that I am a legitimate author published by legitimate publishing companies, two different ones, of seven books, six, but the seventh one coming out. And the biographies in those books, I have to approve them. The publisher can't just make those up. I have to either furnish them the information or write them for editing or give them and I have to approve them. So at the end of the day, I am responsible for what I claim about my biography. So that could simply mean Obama knew he wasn't born in Kenya and he just lied, trying to make himself, you know, more acceptable to the masses in today's politically correct culture. Or it could mean he knew full well he was born in Kenya. So it is circumstantial. So at the least, he's a liar. At the worst, he's an illegal person serving in the presidency. But anyway, that's
exactly
a circumstantial piece
of
evidence.
Carl, real quick, I just need to check with the studio because we're still trying to get a hold of Mike Zulu. Brad, have we connected with Mike yet?
Okay, hold on. I'm texting with him.
Oh, you are texting with him. Okay.
He says my phone is working. I don't know what's wrong.
Okay.
Let me forward. I'm going to forward to your text, Bill.
Okay. All right.
His number. Okay.
Okay. To make sure we have the right one. Okay. Fine.
He just included it, and you guys might have the wrong number.
Okay. Possibly. Okay. No worries.
I just sent you a text, and it's got his number that he gave.
Okay, good. So we'll pick him up on the next segment, which will be at about 19 after, and that'll be fine. So, Carl, to finish, or at least to get us to this point, in terms of his responsibility to make sure that this information is correct, and, of course, we're not even talking about, what kind of, along the same line, I mentioned Elizabeth Warren. She took advantage of this scenario and this statement, and I guess in the same basis, she can maintain plausible deniability because her mama and papa always said that they had high cheekbones and there was some relationship there. But meanwhile, she did take advantage. I mean, under the diversity program, she was able to garner a job that gave her, some $450,000 a year as a professor, right?
Yeah. No, listen, no doubt about it. And think of the implications with Obama, plausible deniability or not. We know. I'm saying we know. Mike Zulu will be very we'll clarify this. We know his document is an absolute fabrication. Mm-hmm. If we discover that it was done because he has no documents, then we're in a mess as far as what he gained and garnered.
Well, the question remains, and you and I have talked about this repeatedly, Carl. I hear the voice of Jack Nicholson saying, you can't handle the truth.
That's
and
right.
That is the question. Is America ready for the truth? Have we been filled with enough lies that we've got to, as they say, suck it up and go head-to-head with reality? And that will go a long way in getting this country back on track. Our guest, the one and only Carl Gallus, Mike Zulu, to join us on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, as we talk about this conspiracy, I guess if you want to say, that just keeps on going.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
I swear to you, that's what it is. We're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and a topic that bears, much consideration, and one that, a lot of people on the left say, I don't even know why you're talking about this. It's a foregone conclusion. It's already been litigated, as Hillary Clinton would say. But there's still too many questions, whether it happens to be the JFK assassination, where the president, the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, was born. Mike Zulu is with us, and we're going to bring him on in just a moment. Mike, of course, the lead investigator, commander of Joe Arpaio's cold case posse, who has been investigating the Obama fraud case. The thing, Carl, and Carl Gallup's remains with us, Carl, who is a best-selling author, pastor of a church in West Florida, a great, great church and great fellowship there. Carl, I love your people. They're in touch. They send me emails from time to time. They're voices of encouragement that I appreciate. And I must be hitting a nerve lately because, as it is when you are a public figure, and people know how to get in touch with you. Sometimes they have to let some of their frustrations out, and I become the receptacle of some of their dismay and frustration.
Oh, yeah. Well, as soon as I got past the idea that everybody in the world was going to love me because I was on the radio,
right.
I became really good with everything.
Yeah, we know rejection really well. But anyway, getting back to the topic on hand here, it's important for people to understand that, you don't have to put a conspiracy hat, some tinfoil hat on this issue.
Yeah,
What Zulu and the cold case posse has done is in the name of the legal system.
Yeah.
You cannot present these facts in such a way that are loose. As an officer of the court, you talk about having your I's dotted and T crossed. You can't be fast and loose on this stuff, can you?
Yes, no, you can't. Let me just lay the foundation very quickly because I know Mike Zulo's on the phone and I know people want to hear him, but I can lay this foundation, and that is this. What Mike Zulo is going to present to your audience is everything that he can present in this amount of time in relation to a five-year criminal investigation, which emanated from the only official criminal investigation that has been done on this case from any law enforcement agency in the world, on the planet. The fourth largest sheriff's office of the nation, Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, Phoenix, Arizona, under the authority of then Sheriff Joe Arpaio, a 50-year lawman, 30 years in federal law enforcement with the DEA, supervisor in the western portion of the United States, stationed in the Middle East, stationed in Mexico, six terms as sheriff. That's the office that emanated this. Mm-hmm. Mike Zulo was put in charge of it first under the auspices of the cold case posse, and then after the first press conference they held some months after taking the case, it really became taken away from the cold case posse, handed directly into the lap of Mike Zulo under the auspices and the authority of the sheriff, Joe Arpaio, and Mike Zulo can speak to all of that. But that's the foundational. From there, a almost five-year criminal investigation ensued, trips to Hawaii, trips to Washington, D.C., speaking with CIA informant, CIA contract worker informant, whistleblower, speaking to NSA agents, going through national archives, traveling the United States, interviewing witnesses, collecting information, collecting documents, sending those documents to two internationally renowned digital or document expert examination entities who both filed affidavits with Mike Zulo, attesting forensically. These people train law enforcement. They testify in courts. They both attested, these entities attested, that the document that's posted on the White House website is an absolute fabrication from the ground up. As a matter of fact, Mike Zulo is in possession of at least one of the original documents from which Obama's document was manufactured.
Right.
So that's where we are. That's the foundation. Now you need to let Mike Zulo give you all the goodies, but that's what this thing is all about. It's been obfuscated for the last 8 years, and you know, because Obama was in power and
exactly.
everybody was beholden to him, Congress, judges, mm-hmm. courts, including federal law enforcement.
And we've maintained, Mike Zulu, let's bring you on, we've maintained that a lot of this information and the truth about one Barack Obama would not be ascertained and determined until he was out of office, to Carl's point. Also, I do want to add this. The last time you and I talked, you had indicated that not only was this spearheaded by Sheriff Joe, and then certainly the local citizens there in Maricopa County who went to Sheriff Joe, I think there was a couple of hundred initially, said, hey, check this out, you know. And, you know, we want to, you know, we hear this stuff. It came out of Hillary Clinton's camp that Barack Obama's birth certificate was fraudulent. Donald Trump picked up on it a little bit, and it seems to be that the mainstream media wants to stick the initial accusation onto Donald Trump and not Hillary Clinton, but be that as it may. But my other point here is that you have had thousands of lawmen across the nation demanding a congressional investigation of this fraud case, right?
Well, that's actually 100% accurate. You have to understand, when Sheriff Arpaio handed this off to me in the very beginning, neither Sheriff Arpaio nor myself ever thought that this thing was fraudulent. We didn't really know anything about it. And the mandate from the sheriff was to clear the document to move the country forward, because in the sheriff's opinion, this was not healthy for the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, as this began to unfold, we were unable to clear the document for a number of reasons. We actually went to Hawaii to speak to officials at both Kapolani Medical Center, which is the hospital that is indicated on the birth certificate as the place of birth. And we went to the Department of Health of Hawaii to see if they would verify, quote, the PDF file as an authenticated document. Neither entity would cooperate with us. Neither entity would take claim number one. Kapolani did not tell us that he was in fact born there. They refused to make that admission. And the Department of Health in Hawaii refused to authenticate the PDF file. So that caused us a real dilemma, because mm-hmm. at that juncture, the very two entities that could clear this matter up and clear that document now became suspect themselves.
Exactly. Well, why? Yeah, I mean, they didn't want any culpability, so they say, hey, look, it's not our problem.
Well, actually, what you have to realize is, if you're sitting out there and you know for a fact that he was not born in Kapolani Medical Center, and let me explain to your audience why we believe that's true. And this had not been revealed by me until recently. We had two separate sources, two different places in time over a five-year investigation, come to us, former employees of Kapolani Medical Center, high-positioned employees, tell us, completely separate, don't even know each other,
mm-hmm.
that document was not ever in possession and or created by Kapolani Medical Center, and Kapolani Medical Center had no record of him being born in that hospital. It simply did not exist. And the way the information came was, Governor Abercrombie went on an exhaustive search, trying in his own power to clear up this issue and produce the document, which he never could produce. In doing so, he requested administrators from both Kapolani Medical Center and Queens Medical Center, and there's another hospital whose name escapes me, to pursue the document, pursue any information that would attest to his being born in that hospital.
Mm-hmm.
After exhaustive searches, those administrators got together and had a report to the governor that there was no birth certificate, no birth event in any of those hospitals. That poses a problem for the Department of Health in Hawaii.
Exactly.
How does Kapolani become the place that that birth occurred?
Well, Mike Zulu, it's amazing when you think about it. Of all the presidents that we have elected, have we ever had a problem with their birth certificate?
No. I mean, there's something, I believe, Chester Arthur, in fact, you know, a couple hundred years ago or 100 years ago, had some issue with his. But other than that, this is a situation where every identifying document is plagued with a problem. The birth certificate's got a problem. His elective service card has a problem. His narrative, the life story narrative, the narrative
exactly.
of his birth are all plagued with problems.
Well, Michael, we'll pick it up from there when we come back. We've got to go to break. Stay with us, America. More from Mike Zulu and Carl Gallups.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
I'll tell you, opinions are one thing, but sometimes you got to get down to the facts, because in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we're talking with Mike Zulu, who brings the facts. Now, this is documented information. This isn't, tinfoil hat kind of stuff here. The mainstream media, who has been carrying the water and has been part and parcel to this delusion and this big lie that's been thrust upon America, says this is, we've already litigated this. We've already dealt with this. Why are you bringing it up? You're just one of those birther type people. In other words, to do what the people on the left, progressives, and those that would want to keep us delusional would want us to believe that we're all just conspirators nuts and that we're invalid, that our opinion does not count. But this is what we love about radio, is that it affords us the opportunity to have some time and to really drill into this. And we're grateful to Mike Zulu and all his efforts. I mean, Michael, this is 5 years and counting, right, for all the effort that the Cold Case Posse has put into this case.
Well, it's 5 years and counting. And, Bill, there's nothing farther from the truth than what you have been accused of as being some type of conspiracy nut junkie. Mm-hmm. Here's the reality of this. His timeline doesn't work. The circumstantial evidence that we have acquired shows variations in timelines, variations in statement of facts, variations in the truth towards the manifestation of this document. And by admission, you have a governor who says he can't find it. As we were moving forward in this investigation, a simultaneous investigation was launched as a result, which put us in touch with a CIA contractor. This individual is responsible, and this blew my mind. This individual, and it is court-documented evidence that he did what he said he did, he is the individual who created the computer systems that the government uses to infiltrate computers across the globe and hack in information across governments and private individuals. This is the man who built it. You're hearing about it in the news today.
Mm-hmm.
During the course of this investigation, this individual alerted me to, I believe it's 7 or 8 computer breaches from areas in Washington, D.C., from certain 3-letter agencies, breached into the computer archive records of the Department of Health in Hawaii. This goes back to when this birth certificate issue started, all the way up until about 2 or 3 months before the release of the long-form document. And what was always perplexing to us was, how did they get a short form?
Mm-hmm.
Where did that information come from? If you don't have the long form to record the information into the database like they did back in 2000 is when they did this, how did that get there? There's a strong indication that information may have been planted in those databases to give an unsuspecting clerk the ability to print off a short form birth certificate, which is lacking a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, it was the short form that was presented first.
Right.
It was at the prodding of Donald Trump and Jerry Forsey going to release a book where it forced them to release the long form. And then you release the long form. It's in question. And let me bring your audience somewhere else. If you remember back to the day when Obama made the announcement that this was his birth certificate, this was the strangest event I had ever witnessed. You have the President of the United States purportedly putting to bed a big issue about his character and his birth and where he's eligible to be president, and he has never taken physical possession of that birth certificate. He did not hold it up for the press. He pointed to a PDF file broadcasted across the internet. So let me tell you, there were more pictures and flashbulbs going off when we did our first press conference, and I picked up a blow-up of that PDF file for the audience to see than Barack Obama got when he released purportedly his birth certificate. He never took possession. Why is that? Plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm.
They were not going to put a fabricated document in his hand. And all this kind of information, things that were said in press conferences, things that were said in the press gaggle before that, the orchestration of possibly manipulating Hawaii state statutes that we had presented in our press conference are ripe for fraud, could have been utilized to supply information, i.e. fraudulent information, to create a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
But the big problem for them is Kapolani Medical Center cannot back up that he was the place where he was born. Therefore, the state-accepted registry dates that are on that document cannot possibly be authentic. And our investigation showed that. And what we did is we took that PDF file, and I said I had to come up with a way to do this that was apolitical. No political bias, no personal bias, nothing of the sort. And what we did is we sent it to 2 different forensic experts, one a document examiner, over here in the United States, actually in Hawaii, who actually is an Obama supporter. Now, that would have been detrimental to me as an investigator had I been trying to gin this up in a certain
exactly.
way.
Yeah.
Didn't bother me at all. I didn't care. I wanted him to clear the document. I asked him to clear the document.
Yeah, please clear the document. Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I sent it over to Italy to a digital forensics laboratory that specializes in child pornography cases and trains law enforcement in Europe how to interpret and utilize digital forensic techniques in their investigations. Neither of them knew the other was doing the same kind of work. They are from 2 completely different disciplines, and both of them concurred that the document is inauthentic, unreliable, As far as the digital forensics were concerned, their report to me, which is in writing, states that it is 1,000 times more probable it is fraudulent, and the document examiner has called it an outright fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what else you need.
Yeah, Michael, let's go back for just a moment on plausible deniability. Carl had introduced that to us in the first segment, and he did it very well. But the thing that most Americans, Main Street Americans, would have is say, look, he pointed to this. He, in a sense, validated it, though he didn't hold it up exactly in his hands. How does he claim some sort of plausible deniability when it's been referenced and time and again ever since then, and even teases Donald Trump, almost taunts Donald Trump over it along with some other Democratic operatives?
Because the simple excuse would be, hey, I sent my personal attorney to pick it up. They gave it to my staff. I never really saw it. The only thing I ever saw was what the PDF file was, and I've been told that this is my birth certificate.
Mm.
I don't know anything. That's plausible deniability.
Wow.
He doesn't take possession of the document. He doesn't really attest to the fact that the hard copy document is his.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a way just to say, I don't know anything about it. And I am telling you, that was orchestrated. That was choreographed. In the press gaggle an hour before when he comes out, a reporter asks him specifically, are you going to give that document to the president to hold up? And they tell him no, and it will not be in the room for him to do so.
Mm.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Another reporter asks, and this is telling. Another reporter asks if they're going to be able to see the document. And I don't remember, I think it was Dan Pfeiffer came to the podium and said, we've showed you the document. And the reporter says, all you showed us was a photocopy. And then I believe Pfeiffer says, no, we showed you and it stopped. There's nothing said after that. So the reporters in the room never saw that long form birth certificate. That's why there were no pictures of the document from that presser. And pictures that were released were actually of the PDF file. They were not the long form birth certificate.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we come back for the final segment. Mike Zulu will sum up the case, let us know where we go from here, and what are his findings to date, and what are the chances that we will actually find the truth with all these questions that remain. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Mike Zulu, Carl Gallups is with us as well. 18 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As long as you love us, and we come to you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and we're talking about the thing we're not supposed to talk about, which is the, you know, Barack Obama's birth certificate. Is it or is it not? Carl Gallups, I'm going to bring you back on here. What do you make so far of what Mike Zulu has shared with us?
Yeah, well, the bottom line is this. We have a 5-year forensically conducted criminal investigation into the criminal fabrication, felonious fabrication of a document that's posted on the White House website as the only document ever seen by anyone attempting to verify the identity of Barack Obama, and now we know it's an absolute fabrication from the ground up, and we possess one of the documents that was used to fabricate it, signed off on by Digital Document International entities. Now, the point is, this whole investigation, people can call it a conspiracy if they want, or a theory, or a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy. The bottom line is this. This forensic evidence collected by an authentic criminal investigation through the 4th largest sheriff's office in the nation has never been adjudicated or heard by a proper agency such as a congressional investigation or a federal law enforcement investigation or a Department of Justice investigation or a federal court hearing. Never, ever, ever, which is an absolute travesty. I can speak for Mike Zulu on this because he said it a million times, and I've said it, and he's acknowledged it. All Mike Zulu and Sheriff Arpaio and I and others who are involved in this at any kind of official level at all Mike Zulu has ever wanted is the truth.
Exactly.
If all of his information is taken before a congressional investigative committee and the DOJ, and they discover that it's incorrect or not accurate, Mike Zulu's fine with that.
Exactly.
He's just saying, look what I have, Somebody, please officially adjudicate this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never been done. However, we feel like that atmosphere is changing. We've got some fairly good inside scoop that that it may be changing to the benefit of the nation and that it will eventually be heard properly.
Exactly. Well, Michael, we'll give you the final minutes to summarize the case here as best you can in about 9 minutes.
Well, let me try to leave your audience with an impression that perhaps they haven't looked at it in the way I'm going to describe. First of all, the reality is no one in America, no one has seen the authentic state-validated long-form birth certificate of the President of the United States, Barack Obama. They were shown a PDF file, that has no legal relevance or significance. It is not a document that could be used in any legal proceeding. It's not a document. Plus, it's fraught with problems. It has artifacts in there that should not be there. We have proved a set of words taken from the source document that Carl described and implanted into that PDF file. We've proved a lot of things. Other things that we've proven, I have not even released yet. But aside from that, your audience, America, has never seen that authenticated document. So what does that tell you? Number one, possibly the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on America. Number two, possibly the foundational lie to the presidency of the United States, that now as what you're seeing in the news today, i.e. the deep state, was something that Sheriff Arpaio and I and Carl knew about 3 or 4 years ago as we were working with the CIA informant before that was ever a mainstream term, deep state.
Right.
We knew that this stuff was going on. As this starts to unfold, you start to see now what that deep state operatives are capable of doing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wiretapping. Well, we know they were wiretapping because our informant told us and showed us and proved it. We knew it. They're wiretapping. Do you think with everything you're hearing now about the Clinton Foundation and all the dirty dealings that are going on, the unmasking of American citizens, the use of a phony dossier to take before a federal judge and open up wiretaps onto a presidential campaign and a potential president of the United States under false pretenses? Brother, if they will do that, do you put it past them to make up a phony document and sell it to America?
Exactly.
Because that's what they did.
Seems like there's no limit there, Mike Zulu.
There is no limit. There is no limit. And here's the grand scheme is, it is so implausible to think in this day and age that somebody running for office would not have a real birth certificate. And that's what they banked on.
Yeah.
It's so implausible. And then through orchestrated events, shutting down mainstream media, and now you can see the divide. And Carl and I battled this for years. You can see who the real players are in mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
The MSNBCs, the CNNs, CBSs, ABC.
ABC, yes.
You
right.
can see they're biased. And I'm telling you, mainstream media is remiss because they didn't vet this guy. Congress is remiss because Carl was with me on I believe, two occasions when we went to congressmen. I went to four different congresspeople.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them expressed to me they knew there were problems with this. They wanted to do something, and then they went dark on us.
Yeah.
And we're getting information now. I don't even know if Carl knows this. I'm getting information now where somebody that was there, a chief of staff, the order was given not to touch this issue.
Right.
So now you've got Congress complicit in this problem. Now, why wouldn't you touch it? Why wouldn't you do whatever you had to do to put this to bed? Why would you not produce a $10 document? Why would you spend millions of dollars to defend this $10 document? How come when you were being sued over this document, did you not bring in the authenticated document to a courtroom and end the controversy right then and there?
Exactly.
All right. So you have all these questions. And if you watch the grilling that the Congress is doing now on Fusion GPS and those individuals in the FBI, let me tell you something about the FBI. The very players that are in trouble at the FBI, our confidential informant, twice afforded under the protection of immunity, brought this and other information forward that he collected while he was operating under the authority of the federal government to the FBI. The FBI has done nothing with it for 2.5 years. So when you hear the name Baker and Comey, those are the two people that he dealt directly with. And the FBI has sat on this. The birth certificate information was also part of that. And they sat on this. Well, now look what's happening. It seems the higher echelon of the FBI, they're into the DNC scam up to their eyeballs.
Exactly.
So now you know why nothing came of it. And you have mainstream media basically decimating anybody of any authority, i.e. Sheriff Arpaio, trying to come forward and say there's an issue.
Exactly. Well, Michael, let me ask you this, relevant to James Comey and the upper echelons of the FBI and the CIA, who seem to be, I say seem, because we have not, you know, finally, but it's all roads lead to those offices and to these men. Do you think quite possibly, because I want to believe that the FBI and CIA remains credible at the lower echelons. Some of this stuff, this, intrigue, palace intrigue that's going on at the higher levels is beyond them. I mean, they're busy about doing their jobs day to day, faithfully serving America and its citizens. It's, the string pullers at these levels that need to be exposed. Do you think that there's enough critical mass at the lower level, those that want to hold to the integrity of the CIA and FBI, that somehow they'll find a way to spit it out?
I do. I think what you're going to have here is when this dam breaks, this dam is going to break. And here's what you have to understand, because, look, I've worked in law enforcement agencies. Carl has. If you are given a direct order not to engage a topic, not to investigate a subject, not to do this, not to do that, and you violate that, you risk your livelihood.
Right.
Right.
It's not like the TV show where you can say no to your boss and live for another live for the next TV episode, right?
Brother, as much as I wish Dirty Harry was real, he's not. You know, it just doesn't run that way.
Right.
So these people, and I agree with you, I am not by any means broad stroking the FBI or the CIA. There are great men and women in there doing a service to this nation that are true patriots. You gotta cut the head off the snake.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have the FBI in the bag, the DOJ under Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch in the bag, you've got the White House in the bag, and you have the media in the bag. Let's see. I think that starts to look a little, I don't know, communism kind of thing.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Those are the plays.
And then here we are immersed and diluted with this special counsel that's underway, costing us $7 million and counting so far.
Well, I think he's going to get rolled up in some things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just sit back and watch this show, because I think it's going to get real interesting.
Well, this could end up being the greatest show on earth, Mike Zulu and Carl Gallups. Appreciate the update and insight. We will continue to remain in touch as this topic. If we're going to get down and get to this country back on track, we need to evacuate all these lies that are holding us back, frankly. And this is our commitment. Mike Zulu, as always, we thank you for your time. Carl, thank you for being on Bill Martinez Live. Have yourself a blessed day. Thank you.
You too.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete,
8 have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers.